The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 26th Chapter, Text Number 5, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 17th, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Divided into varieties by her threefold modes, material nature creates the forms of the living entities, and the living entities, seeing this, are illusioned by the knowledge-covering feature of the illusory energy.
Gunai vichitra srijatin sarupa prakitin praja vilakka mumunhi sadhya sahiya jnana guhya. Living entities, they have knowledge. That is the difference between matter and living entities. Living entities, they have not knowledge. The dull matter still requires to be developed. They are also covered knowledge. There is knowledge, but it is covered. Just like the tree, it is also a living entity, but the knowledge is more covered than the moving living entities. There are two kinds of living entities, moving and not moving. Savar jangam. Savar means standing, cannot move, and jangam means moving. So jangam is better than the savar. And amongst the savar, there are varieties. The insects, ants, reptiles, serpents, they are also jangam. But one is better than the other, one is better than the other. And finally, we come to this position, human being, moving, but better than all the lower animals, insects. Development of consciousness. But originally, we are all pure living entities. We are contaminated by the modes of material nature. The more we are contaminated, our consciousness is covered. Therefore it is said, gunaim vichitra. Vichitra means varieties. Why there are varieties? The varieties are because according to our association with the different material modes of nature. Therefore there are varieties. There are 8,400,000 varieties of forms simply on account of different type of association. Bhagavad Gita also says, karanam gunasanga asya sadasa juni jamus. So many varieties of living entities in this material world, they are due to gunai vichitra, by the different qualities, mixture of qualities. On the gross estimation, the mixture is sataraja tama, the first mixture. This mixture has to be analyzed and separated. Just like in printing, there is color separation process. It is also like that, color separation process. The Satagun, Rajagun, Tamagun now mixed up by expert management, by expert process. They can be separated and we can come purely on the Satagun platform. And as soon as we come to the Satagun platform, then we can see things as they are. Chindanti sarva saṃśaya. When we are in the mixed up qualities, then mohe, then we are bevilla. Just like at the present moment, the human society cannot understand what is God. Cannot understand. Mumuhe. It is the charms, human form of life, to understand God. And therefore, Shastra Vedanta says, Atha to Brahma Jagyasa. Now you inquire about Brahma. Uttishtata Jagrata Prapta Varan Nibodhata. Why you are sleeping again? This is a chance. There is a very good example. There's some people, they keep the titti bird and they are trained up to walk on the field and again come in the cage. So the master gives him the chance. Now get out, come in the free field. So if he likes, he can go out, fly away. But his attraction is so acute that after some time walking on the field, again the master says, kit, again he enters. He could fly away. This is a chance. Similarly, the mother material nature or Durga Devi. Durga means the superintendent of this prison house material. Durga. Durga. You cannot go out. That is called Durga. Durga means portals. Very difficult. Duruha, to go out. So, the superintendent is called Durga. The mother Durga is the superintendent of this material world. Srishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti dekas. Very powerful. She has got 10 hands. 10 hands means 10 directions. East, west, and north, south, and the 4 corners. 8, and up and down. 10 directions. Dik, dasa dik. So she is watching all sides. He cannot get out. Therefore she is called Durga Devi. This material world is called Devi Dham, the place where the Devi, Mother Durga, is the superintendent. Devi Dishagunami Maya, she is called also Maya. Devi Maya. Maya, whose Maya? It is Krishna's Maya. Maya means something wonderful, mystic. Or Maya means illusion, so many different meanings. Maya means affection also. So, Samaya Radha, this Durga Devi Maya is Krishna's Maya. Just like prison house is also government house, but it is not as good as the government. It is government, supervised by the proprietor, is the government. it is looked after by the government. You can call it government house. But government house is defined, Raj Bhavan. Similarly, everything belongs to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ishavasam idam sarvam. Everything belongs to Him. Therefore Krishna says, mama maya. Mama maya. Devidhisa gunamai mama maya. That is creation of Krishna. It is necessary. Somebody, the question is asked, why Krishna created these material energies, which is so miserable condition? Dukkhalaya vasasatam. So it is not Krishna willingly created, but He gave the chance to the living entities who forgot Krishna. He forgot Krishna's service and wanted to enjoy this material world. Indiyatarpam, Indiyapritaya, Nunam Pramatta Kurute Vikarma. Here they are doing just against the law. Kurute Vikarma, Karma Vikarma and Akarma. So, we have very good experience, especially in big cities. People, just to get money, they are doing so many unlawful activities. Vikarma. There is Vikarma. They know that if I do this, it is punishable by law, but still, for getting money, they do that. That is the nature of this material world. For sense gratification, one can do anything, risking life also. The thief is stealing, hiding, and risking life to get some money. Why money? And money will supply his sense gratification. Therefore, when one is after sense gratification, he is mad. He becomes mad. Balwan Indiya Grama, Duddanta, Indiya Grama, these are the adjectives. Duddanta Indriya Kalasat Papatali. These are the description. Indriya, the senses, are just like snakes, kalasat papatali, as the snake, as soon as it bites, immediately there is death. So similarly, our indriya, the material senses, are like duddanta indriya, kalasat papatali, and we are using it. These senses are being used in this material world. Therefore he said, nūnaṁ pramatta. They become mad. Mad after sense gratification. Then the sublime sense gratification is sex. Therefore it is advised that matra sasra duhitrava nami viktasani vase balavan indiya grama vidyam sabikarsati. So you shall be very much careful about the senses. The whole yogic process means control the senses. Yoga indriya sangyama. Indriyas are so powerful. That it drags us to the hellish condition of life. It is very difficult. So this material world means all crazy, mad fellow after sense gratification. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Why? They are acting unlawful things. either stately, unlawful, or according to scripture, unlawful, just indiyapritaye, only for sandals. Jad indiyapritaye apinoti. So Shastra says, it is the statement of Rishabhdev, he says, nasadhumannes. No, it is not good. Nasadhumanne jato atmanayam, atmana the soul, asannapi klesade asadeha. The atma is covered by this material body, although it is temporary. Sometimes it is for 10 years, or sometimes 20 years, sometimes 100 years, sometimes millions of years, but it is limited. Either you get the body of Lord Brahma or the body of the poor ant, they are all temporary. It will be finished. So although it is finishable, munang pramatta kuruti vikarma jadindriya pritaya apnoti jato atmanayam asan. Asannapi, asan means it is not, it is temporary. But so long you have got this body, klesada, it is painful always, miserable. Adhyati adi bhoti adi devi, some kinds of miserable condition must be going on. So this is our position. Therefore, atma darsha, one must know what he is. He is spiritual being. Spiritual being, he has nothing to do with this material world, but somehow or other we have fallen in this material world. Anadi karma phale puri bhavan nava jale. It is just like ocean. So, just like if you fall down from the boat or the sea, then it is struggle for existence. You may be very nice swimmer, and that does not mean in the water you will be comfortable. That is not possible. Similarly, we living entities, part and parcel of God, we are as pure as God. Krishna, God, is pure. Parabrahma param dhamo pavitram paramam bhavan. Pavitra. So similarly, pavitra means without material contamination. That is pavitra. So the avavitra pavitrava sarvava sangatu apiva jasmare punarika khang sa bhaya abhantaram suchi. This is the process that you may be pure or impure. Material condition means impure, contaminated condition. So to get out of this contaminated condition, this Shastra says, jasmare pundarikakham. If you always constantly think of pundarikakham, the lotus eye, Krishna or Vishnu, jasmare pundarikakham sa bhaiha abhantaram suchi, he becomes externally and internally suchi, purified. So, at the present moment, our position is contaminated position by the contact of the three modes of material nature. Gunai vichitra. Gunai vichitra. You see so many varieties of life. Different varieties of life. Uchavas. Some of them are higher, in higher position, some of them are lower position. But this vichitra soul is pure That is one quality. But this vichitra quality, why vichitra means variety? Because gunai, karanam gunasangas. Why one has become dog and one has become god? God means demigod. They are also living entities within this material world. But they live in hard planetary system. Just like here also we see some of them are living in high skyscraper building, very comfortable apartment, and some are living in the huts, jhopri. In Bombay you can see both things are there. Similarly, these demigods, Indra, Chandra, Varuna and many others, they are also living very comfortably in higher planets. They are also living in it. But they are mostly in the Satogo. And here, in this planet, or lower than this planet, they are mostly in Rajogun and Tamogun. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Urdhaṁ gacchanti sattva. If you develop Satogun, then gradually you can be elevated to the higher planetary system where the demigods live. Madhye tishtanti rajasa. If you are affected by the rajogun, then the middle planetary system means bhur bhuva sa. Om bhur bhuva sa. Tat sabitu varannam bhargo deva swami. So, and lower planet, then tal, atal, nital, patal, rasatal, talatal, there are so many down planetary systems. There are 14 planetary systems, 7 down, 7 up. So, this is going on. Therefore it is called gunai vichitra. All these living entities and their living condition, their mode of life, standard of life, everything, they are simply contamination of the three gunas. Three gunai vichitra. Utsijatin sarupa prakitin praja. Sarupa prakitin. They are getting this form according to the tendency of the mind, sarupa. If I contaminate tamagun, then I get lower grade life. If I contaminate rajagun, then middle grade life. And if we contaminate, that is also contamination. But it is better than the other two. So, all of them are material qualities, and that is unwanted association of the living entity. That is not required, because in the Vedas it is said, asaṅgāyaṁ puruṣa. The living entity has nothing to do with these material qualities. But somehow or other, he has come in contact. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, anadi kanama phale pori bhavar nava jale. And the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says like that, oi nanda tanuja potitam kinkarangamam bhishame bhavam budho. My dear Lord, nanda tanuja, the son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna, I am your eternal servant. Oi nanda tanuja potitam kinkarangamam. I am, somehow or other, I have fallen in this ocean of material existence. Kindly pick me up and make me the dust of your lotus feet. It's like if you are in the ocean, somehow or other, if you have taken 1 inch above the water, you immediately feel relieved. So you have to become At least 1 inch above these material qualities. Then you are liberated immediately. So who can do that? That is done by Krishna. Not the demigods can do that. It is not possible. Only Krishna can do. Just like if one is condemned to death, nobody can save him. Only the king can save him. The president can save him. Nobody can save him. It is not by law. Nobody can save him. One is condemned to death. Everyone knows that. By king's mercy, by president's mercy. So similarly, we are here in this material world just like condemned to death. Condemned is practical, condemned to death. Who is not condemned to death here? Who can say, no, I am not condemned to death? Can anyone say? Everyone is condemned to death. As sure as death, that is condemned to death. Why shall I die? Eat, my nature, constitutional position, eat. Na jayate na mrihate. I do not take birth, I do not die. Then why I am dying? That is condemned to death. So condemned to death, we are acting in such a way. That is nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. We have got one life, and there is, according to the body, the dog is working in a certain way, the cat is working in a certain way, the man is working in a certain way, the brahmana is working in a certain way, the shudra is working in a certain way, according to the body. The child is working in a certain way, the grown-up young man is doing in a certain way. So, according to body, we are working in different way, vichitra, but they are all contaminated activities. Therefore, we have to take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, oi nanna tanaja patitam kinkarama. I understand that I am your eternal servant. My position is your servant. But I prefer to become the servant of Maya. Therefore, this is my fallen position. If you kindly take me again, and he is ready. Krishna is ready. Therefore, he comes personally to canvass that why you are rotting in this material world. Sarvadhanman purittajya mamekam saranam bhaja. Just like fathers, saint father, request the builder's son, why, my dear son, you are suffering in this way? Why don't you come back to home? Live peacefully and blissfully. But no, we are determined. We are determined. Although Krishna is canvassing, his devotees are canvassing. No. No, sir. We shall enjoy here. What is enjoyment? Birth and death, disease and old age, is that enjoyment? But they have no brain to understand. Dull, murha, duskitina. Therefore Krishna says, namana duskitina murha, prapadante naradhama. Krishna says, surrender unto me, I give you protection. But they will not do. Why? Because duskitina murha naradhama. That is the position. So, because we are this kutina, murha, naradhama, therefore there are so many varieties of life, gunai, vichitra, such a thing, and that is being done by the material nature. Karanam gunasangasya sadasat janma junishu. prakita kriyamanani gunai karmani sarva. Gunai karmani sarva. Prakita, nature's law, it does not, it is so perfect machine. We have several times said that there is perfect machinery. If you have contaminated the germs of cholera, smallpox and any that venereal disease, then you must suffer from this. The machine is working. Similarly, the machine of the prakriti is working very finely. As soon as you contaminate one kind of satagun, rajagun, tamagun, then you become contaminated, and your activities and your body and your mode of life, everything according to that contamination. So in order to save ourselves from this contamination, the only process is, as Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya mām ekam saraṇam aham tvā sarva-pāpebhyo mukkhaḥ. Here, the so-called pious activities, that is also sinful act. That is our mental concoction. We are made, this is pious and this is impious. But to remain in this material world is itself impious, because it is contamination. So when your disease contaminated, so where is the difference of pious activities and impious activities? It is simply imagination. In the material world there cannot be any pious activities, because the result is suffering, birth and death and old age. Then where is your pious activities? So it is simply concoction. So when Krishna says sarva-dharmān parityajya, sarva means all. What is that all? Because we have created something pious and impious. Something good, something bad. The Krishna says, you rascal, give up all this bad and good. Your so-called bad and good has no value. The only value is that you surrender unto me. And then that is value. Otherwise, you concoct. This is very good, this is very bad. In the prison house, if you think a first-class prison is very nice, but after all it is prison house, your independence is cut down. So you may think that if it is actually first-class prison, politicians, they are given first-class and a classification of prison house, does it mean the politicians want to remain there for good? Why they want to come out? So similarly, here in this material world, it is simply vichitra, varieties. We call this is first class, this is second class, this is third class. It is only varieties. Actually, it is all third class. There is no first class, second class. Gunai vichitra. You like some color. Somebody likes red color, somebody likes blue color, sometimes yellow color, but after all it is color. You like this or that. Similarly, satogon is yellow color, and tamogon is blue color, and rajogon is red color. So you may like this color or that color, after all it is material color. So you should become free from all this colorful life of material existence, and you become pure. But how you can become pure? That is also given in the Bhagavad. Sagunāna samatitta itāna brahma bhūyāya kalpata. Brahma bhūta prasannātmā nasrojati nakāṅkati samasarveshu bhūteshu madbhakti labhate. So, try to come to the platform of Satogun, not Satogun, Brahma-bhuta, transcendental, spiritual platform. Come to this Brahma-bhuta. Then your life will be successful. And if you want to lead this colorful life, sometimes Brahma, sometimes dog, sometimes cat, sometimes human being, sometimes king, sometimes the warden of the stool. In this way, if you like this colorful life, the colorful life is going by the mode of material nature. As you are contaminating different colorful life, you are having this body. So, in order to the Buddha philosophy gives little hint only, Nibbana. You just finish this colorful life, but it does not give further enlightenment. Simply, it gives the hint that you finish Nibbana. Nibbana means finish this colorful life. Become zero. He said, zero, sunnabadi. But actually we cannot be zero, because we are eternal. How we can be zero? We have to enter another colorful life. That is spiritual life. That is spiritual life. Simply we make zero, that is not, that is little better that you understand that this colorful life of material existence is not good. But what is your positive engagement? Unless you are positively engaged in another superior colorful life, you cannot give up this base colorful life. And that engagement into superior colorful life is devotional. Life. Just see, superior. Bhagavan says in the Bhagavad Gita, Susukham kottum abvan. Susukham. Su means very nice. And sukham means happy. The devotional service is so nice and happy. You see, this devotional service, you always engage, you are always engaged in the deity worship, bring nice cloth. Instead of dressing yourself with nice cloth, dress Krishna with nice cloth. Then your desire for dressing nicely will vanish. Param dishtani vartate. Bhakta is satisfied when Krishna is very nicely dressed. He doesn't care for his own dress. Therefore, this colorful life is divinity. Here, we are trying to become very nicely dressed, to be attractive by others. But when one becomes a Vaishnava, he is no more interested in this colorful life. But he is interested in the colorful life of Krishna. He is interested. Param dhrishtani vartate. He is satisfied. Sri Vigrahara Dhananitanana Singharatana Mandiramajana. When he, the devotee, sees that Krishna is very nicely dressed, Krishna is very nicely ornamented with garland, with jewels, Sri Vigrahara Dhananitanana, daily changing, and the temple is very clean, and Krishna is offered Chaturvidhasri Bhagavat Prasad, Chabbacharsala Japaya, varieties of prasad. His life becomes happy in that way. Not by enjoying them, but offering to Krishna. This is another colorful life. So if you change your colorful life of this material existence, and if you take to the colorful life, if you simply make zero, then it will not be fruitful. Because we cannot become zero. It is not for you. People say that you become desireless. That is impossible. How you can become desireless? That is the life, to desire. The desire has to be purified. That is one thing. The purified means, instead of desiring a very nice dress for yourself, when you desire a nice dress for Krishna, this is purified. Instead of desiring yourself to eat very nice palatable dishes, if you offer Krishna nice palatable dishes, then you become desireless. This is desire. So, you will not be bereft of the prasad. Whatever you are offering to Krishna, Krishna is so kind, he will eat and he will leave it again, the same, very tasteful, and he will eat it and he becomes spiritual. Krishna is not hungry, that because he will give him very palatable dishes and he will eat everything. He is self-sufficient. He is being offered such nice dishes by many thousands of goddesses of fortune, including Radharani. So he has no need for your nicely prepared foodstuff. But he is so kind that he comes to accept it just to deliver it. Take it like that. That is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.